Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As we migrated more of our business to the cloud, we were seeing expenses go up, but we couldn't pinpoint the cause. It seemed less of a cloud, more of a fog. That's why we brought on Cloud Optimizer, and they saved the day.
Are you seeing your cloud hosting bills go up and you're not sure why? It's time to put Cloud Optimizer to work for you. Cloud Optimizer analyzes usage patterns, right-sizes resources, leverages discounts you may not be aware of, implements automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service.
With Cloud Optimizer, we have our spend under control, our company is more agile, profitable, and we're getting peak performance from our cloud.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Trump shouldn't plan to tweet from a 6G phone anytime soon. By Clint Finley. It's been a big week for 5G. The next generation of wireless networks. Samsung announced its first 5G-capable phone, the S10, on Wednesday. Qualcomm announced a new 5G modem on Tuesday. But President Trump is aiming higher. "I want 5G and even 6G technology in the United States as soon as possible," Trump wrote in a tweet, urging carriers to pick up their pace. "It is far more powerful, faster, and smarter than the current standard." Trump won't see anything called 6G during his presidency, even if he wins re-elections next year. The 3GPP, the organization responsible for standardizing wireless network technologies, started work on the 5G standard in 2011 and hasn't completely finalized it yet. No group has even begun working on a 6G standard. It will likely be a decade or more before anything labeled 6G arrives. According to a report commissioned by wireless industry group CTIA, the U.S. lags China and South Korea in readiness for 5G. There are a number of reasons for this, including a need for the Federal Communications Commission to free up more wireless spectrum for 5G use, as well as more fiber optic connections to handle the backhaul between cellular towers. But so far, no country has a nationwide 5G network. Still, some researchers are already hard at work on one technology that could underpin 6G, terahertz wireless. "I'm glad Trump, is talking about it," says Theodore Rappaport, director of New York University's NYU Wireless Program. "It's time to start talking about what 6G will be. 5G isn't just one technology or standard, but rather a constellation of different technologies. The 5G technology that has captured the most attention is called millimeter wave. Millimeter wave refers to the portion of the wireless spectrum above around 24 gigahertz, where there's plenty of unused bandwidth that could help carriers deliver wireless speeds as fast, or eventually much faster, than home broadband services provide today. Terahertz wireless, which is a bit of a misnomer, technically refers to anything between 30 gigahertz and 3 terahertz. But the term is typically used to refer to anything above 100 gigahertz, explains Sandeep Rangan, associate director of the NYU Wireless Program. Rangan and his colleagues want to make it possible to tap into the enormous amount of bandwidth that would be available at these very high frequencies, which are not widely used today. On Thursday, the FCC announced a proposal to open a huge amount of spectrum above 95 gigahertz for experimental use. The upshot, Rappaport says, is that terahertz frequencies could be just as fast as wired connections, meaning that wireless connections could be used for backhaul instead of fiber optic connections. Rangan can't say for sure that the 3GPP will include terahertz wireless as part of an eventual 6G specification, but says it's a major focus for industry research. All the mechanizations are moving towards this eventually being part of 6G, he says. In addition to 6G wireless networks, terahertz frequencies might be useful in radar systems for autonomous vehicles. Radars measure the distance of objects by sending out radio waves and measuring how long they take to bounce back. Today's radars aren't great at determining the exact position of an object, Rangan explains, so self-driving car systems now tend to use LiDAR, which uses lasers instead of radio waves to provide more precision. But radars using terahertz radio waves might work as well as LiDAR systems, and better in foggy conditions, while costing less. But Rangan says commercial applications of terahertz frequencies are still a good 10 years away. Millimeter wave signals have very short wavelengths, and so have trouble passing through barriers like people, walls, or trees. Terahertz waves are even shorter, and so those problems are even worse. Terahertz wireless hardware will also likely be quite power-hungry. Rangan and his team are working to design circuitry for use with terahertz frequencies, with a focus on energy efficiency. Other researchers at NYU Wireless are focused on improving the reliability of terahertz transmissions. Meanwhile, companies like Samsung have joined NYU's Wireless Industrial Affiliate Program. Rappaport says the shift from 5G to 6G could happen more quickly than the shift to 5G, because carriers will have installed much of the necessary infrastructure, such as a shift from large cell towers to microcells. But it will take years to develop all the technologies necessary to make 6G a reality. Even the combined efforts of academia and industry won't allow Trump to tweet on a 6G phone anytime soon.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.